Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
503-864-6326. I do not want to be a radio.
I say, does that make your tummy curl?
No. Again, I think it's a food thing in me. I tried to eat a croissant this morning to use like the like breadish to soak up whatever's in my stomach. I don't know. It's just being funky. 503-864-6326 is like the fan text line.
I like how you say croissant.
Croissant.
Look, you didn't say croissant. You just went croissant.
Croissant.
You snuck it in there.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. There's also the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051thefan, where you can hang out with us. We're always having a wild time in there. A lot to get to today, but one thing that I do kind of love about having Tyson on Wednesdays and not having him Thursday or Friday is I feel like it gives us the chance to give our terrible hot takes on what's going to happen with the Ducks.
Hey!
Beat you to it, everybody.
I have what I want to happen.
Are you willing to share this? Because you have talked to me about this.
I want Penn State to go and throttle Oregon because it would make me laugh. I would chuckle all the way home. I think Oregon's going to beat the crap out of Penn State.
I actually think so, too. I was talking, Brandman came in, you know.
I don't believe
he goes down to Eugene on Tuesdays to do some of his sideline duty rep stuff. And I was asking him just, hey, how was Eugene? I mean it more from like a friend to friend. Yeah. How was Eugene? He goes, oh, good trip, blah, 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 blah. And I go, how'd they look? He goes, ooh, they look ready.
Yeah.
And that's like the big difference here. There's a lot of aspects. Dante Moore versus Drew Aller, okay? Penn State's defense is going to be nasty. Mm-hmm. That defense versus Oregon's defense. Which offense can move on defense? Blah, 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 blah.
As great as Oregon's running backs are, Penn State on paper has better running backs. On paper.
The question for me, this whole game for me, boils down to James Franklin versus Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
And...
well, to an extent, yes, but to me, it's Aller and Moore. And while Moore is untested, quote-unquote, Aller has failed a lot of tests.
And James Franklin has failed a lot of tests. Now, Drew Lanning has some bad hiccups.
Look, people are
Dan Lanning has some bad pickups.
The Ohio State game notwithstanding, what big matchup has he won?
That's a great question.
And again, this is not a shot at Lanning.
I know.
Think Lanning is phenomenal.
I know. But it's two bad losses to UW. It's a really bad loss to Georgia. Oh, it is three.
Three.
And it's that one bad one to Georgia.
And then it's Ohio State.
But there's something about Lanning. Lanning is on a trajectory, though, to be.
So was Franklin.
Exactly. So was Franklin. Mm-hmm. Like, I already know this story.
Remember Missouri, James Franklin to Penn State?
Right.
It was like, oh, and then it's. He can't.
We had this conversation with Danny Cannell yesterday about tell me the last 20 minutes of the movie with Dabo Swinney.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last 20 minutes of James Franklin.
No.
You know, I mean, we've talked about it at length that outside of Dabo getting a third title this year, James Franklin gets the most credit with a title this year.
Yes. I mean, Lanning would certainly ascend, but Franklin would be like.
It'd be like, finally, you did it. And that's the thing. Like, I know some Ducks fans are like ready and waiting for Lanning to really make that push. But I'll tell you what, if Lanning has this thing going like it's going now and they don't win a title in the next 3-4 years, I'm not freaking out. But the clock is on for James Franklin. I think the clock is seriously on for him and has been for a while. After Gundy gets fired, you look at that list of the top tenured coaches on there, James Franklin's on that list. And I know it took a little bit. Penn State had some ups and downs. We're not always competing at this level, but this is 2 years in a row now, man. And this is big boy Big Ten, where it's the top of the Big Ten and then the rest kind of falls off. And you've lived in that world for 2 years now, deservedly. When are you going to pay off? Lanning has a leash. I don't know how much of a leash Franklin has.
I'm 100% there with you. And again, there's probably some Duck fans doing, you're just saying that. No.
They beat Penn State in the Big Ten championship. I'm reminded that on the text line. I forgot about that. Yeah, yep. That's a big win.
That arguably Lanning's biggest win. Mm-hmm.
Well, outside of Ohio State.
Well, I mean, at home. With the most on the table.
Yes.
It's a Big Ten conference title, right? And that's the thing. Lanning at least has the one now. He got that off his back because the UW one was, you know.
He did have a UW problem. We kind of had a Caleb DeBoer problem, it felt like.
Michael Penix problem.
Yeah, Michael Penix,
that's,
too.
That's really what it was. But Lanning's ascending. I don't know if Franklin's – it's kind of funny. We're talking about Franklin, like, plateauing. But the plateau is really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many programs in the country wouldn't want James Franklin as their coach?
Oh,
five, six?
Oh, a top quarterback, and you're back to, like, Penn State of the 90s where you're throwing dudes into the NFL on defense?
And they still are.
Yeah. I mean, they got guys on that team they think are better than Abdul Carter.
Denai Sutton is a
Sutton, they think he's better
monster.
Than Abdul Carter. Like, are you kidding me? No. My voice does that when I say it.
I mean, they're a really good team. They've got a great offensive line. They've got a great running back room. Again, Aller could be a very good college quarterback. I do not buy him in the NFL one bit.
Oh, no, not at all.
If you're telling me, like, I have $1,000 to invest in NFL stock on Drew Aller or Dante Moore, I'm not, like, world beater on Dante Moore, but he has already made more throws where I went, oh, than I've ever seen Drew Aller make where I went, whoa. Normally when Drew Aller makes a big throw, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I think I heard Dirt say it on the show this morning. His longest pass this year is 42 yards.
Aller?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's – I'd have to look at the tape and see, is that
they played nobody.
42 yards in the air? Yeah. Or is that like an 18-yard pass that a dude broke for another 20?
Like I said, the throw that Moore had this weekend to Malik Benson on the sideline, the ball just jumped out of his hand, and I went, that's an NFL throw.
And that's where it comes down to this. I think the Drew Aller point is super, super valid. I think Oregon – these defenses are both nasty. And
they're probably two of the three or five best defenses.
Two of the
in
best,
country.
Two of the top five, for sure.
If you want to put a top four together, Oregon, Penn State, Miami, LSU,
Ohio State,
or Florida,
maybe Texas. Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's the group.
That's
like
up there.
You're in that group,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm. is a good group to be.
Good group to be in.
Yeah, real nice place to be in. I think this Oregon offense, to your point about Drew Aller, and I'll take it a step in a different direction, because I'm with you. I'm not a big Drew Aller guy. I think you're probably down on him more than I am, but I'm not really up on him. I just think this Oregon offense can operate in many different ways. They're
going to
be able to throw so much different stuff. And it's not just the 10 guys that can carry the ball. It's just looks, size, speed, whether it's Kenyon Sadiq or Moore on the outside. Like, those are two different passing options. You've got these different backs. Moore can run if he needs to. I think that will be too much for him, and that's why I'll take Oregon in this game. Not to just even cover the spread. I'll take him outright. Money line, the whole shebang. And I don't even gamble.
You're taking the 3.5?
For sure, dude. I think Oregon's going to win this game. I think Oregon wins this game by like 10.
We get the jersey reveal today, right?
Oh, I don't know. Do they do that on Wednesdays?
It's Wednesdays.
Wednesday
they
jersey.
I don't know if they move this one around.
Look, man, as somebody who used to live in a conference against these dudes all the time, let me tell you how much I could care less about jersey reveal. It just makes me so angry.
Well,
as a little brother school, I'm just like, man, screw you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing something cool.
I'm sure they are. But they're wearing white because Oregon's coming to town in Penn State, right?
Well, Penn State wears the white pants with the blue jersey.
I know. We were having this conversation on the YouTube chat yesterday. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off that they're like, all y'all wear white. We're going to wear blue.
Yeah, it's like,
but you guys wear white.
Why aren't you
wearing? I don't like that.
It's like, wear the white.
I don't like that.
I know you're the home team, but
I know,
wear the white.
Yep, I know the blue is home, but you can't. This
you can't
is
have a
rules
white
for
out.
Me
yeah,
and
this,
not for these.
No, this is a white out. Like, if you're going to white out, then you go white.
Yeah, I think they go white.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I mean, Oregon, what are they going to do?
I think they'd be white, and Oregon does that bright old school green would be dope on TV under the lights.
White jersey, green pants?
I don't know. They'll probably do like they'll probably do the silver tip wing thing.
They can't have a white helmet.
Can't have a white helmet.
Because Penn State's wearing a white helmet. And they can't have white pants because Penn State's wearing the white pants. So how they split this up is going to be interesting.
White top, light green pants, light green helmet. They should do the old duck, the Donald Duck.
Yeah. No, it's a good look. It's a good look. I'm interested to see just kind of what the clash is going to be. You know? For big matchups, I always love good jersey matchups.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to ask Noah Eagle. That's the first question I'm going to ask him. How do you, like, take in the atmosphere while still doing your job?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would just be like, wow. So,
yeah, because the
Beaver, Patrick Harris here on the call. And yeah. Wow.
Because Beaver Stadium's under construction, so it's not 100,000 right now. It's like 80,000.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. Hold on. What's it at? Beaver Stadium. Current capacity. Yeah, I know they changed something about it. It's temporarily reduced to 106,000. My bad.
Somebody telling me they're doing Combat Duck. Is that what this is? The old, like, Demaryius Thomas kind of days?
Again, I haven't seen the release yet, so I don't know. I just searched for it, couldn't find it. So I think it's supposed to come out here in a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.